You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles 90.7 FM, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake, all over the world at kpfk.org. My name is Michael Barnes. Once again, time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. And once again, doing our best to raise some funds for radio station here, KPFK, radio powered by the people. And we do hope you'll come along and be able to help us out with that. Number, of course, is 818-985-5735 to support KPFK and Melting Pot. We got some really nice packs for you, a few extra goodies for those of you who call up during these 2 hours, and also some tickets, which we'll be telling you about throughout the show, and who knows what else. Very good friend of the show, has filled in a couple times, does side dishes once a month. Oliver Wang of SoulSize.com is going to be in here to help me out raising the funds, and also with a guest set a little bit later on. But going to start things off with something that, it was just a really non-story that happened this week. Perhaps you heard about a lot of people up in arms that the hip-hop artist Common was invited to the White House. Now, while I won't spend a lot of time on that foolishness, it did give me a little moment to kind of go back and dig on some tracks, and this track seemed especially appropriate for us here at KPFK and what we do, and one of the few stations where you hear artists like Common, independent artists and conscious artists that do hip-hop music. So here is Common with the song The People for you on KPFK's Melting Pot on 90.7 FM.
About the people. Well, I'll explain at this moment how and why it works. I don't have the time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot. In the background, music from Femi Kuti. His latest release is Africa for Africa. Some of you actually got a chance to see him this past week because he was in town. And those were tickets that we actually gave away on the last fundraiser when we were giving away a bunch of music of his father, Fela Kuti, legendary Fela Kuti. But Femi has his own record that he's touring behind right now. And that is one of the releases that's in this Melting Pot 4-pack that we have for you during this fundraiser. At $100, you get that release from Femi Kuti. Also the release from the Echocentrics, who you heard ahead of that, featuring vocals from Chita Lima. Jardin, the name of the song from Sun Shadows and Adrian Cansada's latest project, The Echocentrics. Music from J-Rock in the set, too, from his debut full-length released as an artist, at least. Some cold rock stuff, Stop Trying, the name of the track. That's actually something that's available to you as a bonus CD in a bonus pack where you can turn that 4-pack into an 8-pack for the same $100 and pick up J-Rock's record, Zion Eye and the Grouch, Heroes in the Healing of the Nation, Corin Tucker, formerly of Sleater-Kinney, and her return to music making, 1,000 Years, and then Love's record, Black Beauty, previously unreleased for a really long time, recorded in 1973, but finally going to be available in the summer, and already something that we can have available for you guys if you call us up, 818-985-5735, the number here at KPFK. And oh, and we started to set it off and the show off with music from Common, the People. And that's certainly what this station is all about. It's radio powered by the people. Street radio for unsung heroes is certainly a nice one for us coming out of that Common song. Something we try and do here on Melting Pot. And digging up lost tracks from unsung heroes in many cases is what the gentleman next to me does quite frequently on his blog. And when he's on the radio, too, Oliver Wang of Soul Sides is here with me. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing really good.
Thanks so much for coming in, man.
That's a pleasure. It's always really nice to be back in a radio station.
Yeah, I know. It's almost kind of a nice kind of reunion for us because I think we might have done a fundraiser over at Calyx together. I can't remember now.
I think probably once, you know, back in the early aughts it would have been. But yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice kind of renewing that commitment to public radio and non-commercial radio. And that's what KPFK is. For those of you who don't know, or even if you're a first-time listener, this is a non-commercial radio station where 80 to 90% of the money that we use comes from our listeners. We call ourselves Radio Powered by the People for good reason, because that's where our money comes from. And so we do these fundraisers several times through the year to keep getting those funds that we need in order to survive, and we need your help. And the number to call, support this station and this show, is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. Oliver, could you maybe say something about how this kind of venue, this kind of radio station, you know, kind of the importance of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think part of it is in what you've seen in the last really 20 years is this consolidation in commercial radio. And so for those of you who ever have this complaint that every time I tune into radio, it always seems like it's the same playlist. Well, that's probably because it is. I mean,
exactly.
when you have the same companies owning, you know, half, it feels like sometimes half the radio stations in town, it really homogenizes your ability to hear a diverse amount of music and content. And I think that college and community radio, as historically has always been the case, is sort of the last line of defense for maintaining the space for creativity, for independence, sort of to get an eclectic, access to music and interviews and all these different things that you simply do not hear on other spaces on terrestrial radio. And you don't necessarily even hear it on internet and satellite. I think,
very true.
You know, I think the kind of the culture that community and college radio fosters is what brings forth that diversity of views and of just really great ideas and musical tastes and all these things that, like I said, are never going to be co-signed by some corporate CEO somewhere who's trying to maximize their profits and making side deals with record labels to play the same 10 songs you're going to hear over and over and over and over again.
But that's not the case here at KPFK, which is part of the reason why there are so many diverse sounds that you hear on this show, diverse sounds that you hear on the weekends throughout the week when you hear music programming, on whether it's Global Village or something like Radio Aphrodisia on Saturdays, where you hear just a wide range of African shows. Even the shows on KPFK that kind of stick to a particular sound, what I really love about them, and Chuck Foster's Reggae Central is a really good example of this, that even the shows that have a particular sound really, really broadened, you know, all the various styles that come out of particular areas. Chuck's show is, I think, one of the best reggae shows, Jamaican music shows in the country because he doesn't just stick to roots. He doesn't just stick to dancehall.
Yeah.
He plays some ska tracks, some rock steady, the real just whole breadth of Jamaican music. You hear that on his show. You hear a lot of different styles on this show, Melting Pot, a lot of different things in terms of the music on KPFK, a lot of opinions and perspectives on the public affairs programs on KPFK that you just literally will not hear anywhere else. And that's only possible, again, because we have this amazing freedom. But that freedom is only because of you guys out there. And so we need you to continue to support KPFK, certainly to continue to support my show as well, here almost at our year anniversary, almost a year since we debuted on KPFK. So we need you to support us and call us at 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735.
Freedom isn't free. At least in this context, freedom is not free. So, and if you really think about the kind of money that you spend on things that you can't necessarily get away from, your cell phone bills, your cable bills, your internet bills and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of people, especially with cable, they complain about, yeah, they pay X amount of money and they don't like anything they get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, for those of you who listen to shows like The Melting Pot or other shows here on the station, you know, you get access to things that you do enjoy, the things that you're not going to get exposed to elsewhere. And the amount of money that we're asking for is really just a small amount. And you just think about the amount of pleasure, of information, of knowledge that you derive from that. It's not a lot to ask for.
Exactly. You know, we have this four pack, and I try and keep the four pack, you know, to right around $100, which I know is kind of hard for a lot of people, especially these days, but you can break those down into monthly installments, and that turns out to be less than $10 a month. And especially what Oliver was saying a moment ago, if you think about the money that you spend on media, and not even just on media, just like how much you spend like on cups of coffee in a month.
Give up a latte, one or two lattes a month. Downgrade to like the house coffee, you know? If you need to get that caffeine injection, you can still make it work.
And think how much better your life is for what KPFK is able to provide you on a weekly basis with this show and the music we provide here, the guests that we bring in, the guest DJs that we bring in, including Oliver, all these various things for us and all the other programming, because all the funds we raise in these 2 hours, they go to KPFK. They don't just go into like the little melting pot. They go to the entire station to keep us on the air. And it's something that is vitally important. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this, because believe you me, we would much rather just play you music and just have that be that. But this is the way that we do things, because we think that this is one of the best things to do, to go directly to the people that we serve and have you be able to support us. And so we need you to support us. 818-985-5735. Call up now. Get one of these Melting Pot 4-packs. Get the bonus pack of 4 CDs and turn the 4-pack into an 8-pack. We only have 8 of these left, actually, so not a lot of these are going to be available. So we need you to, you know, when you hear us talk about special things, you need to call up and get them immediately, because they're not going to last during these 2 hours. And after we're off the air, whatever we were talking about is gone. Folk Sing is not going to have the same stuff. None of the other shows will have the same stuff. So when you hear something that you really like, call up immediately. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call.
We also have some tickets to give away later in the show. And, you know, the times when I've sat in on this show anytime I got ticket giveaways, I mean, the phone banks light up. If you've won a ticket from KP, you know, from the station, if you had a chance to go see, you know, an artist you really like or a band that you've been put on, you know, think about what that's worth to you. And this is a way to give back for all that we give to the listener.
Very true, very true. You know, actually, Chuck just like dropped this note. I didn't notice it a second ago, and I really wish I had. Now, I'm glad that I did. You can see I'm like stumbling over my words. I'm so excited. So there are actually three extra pairs for the UCLA Reggae Fest for the Reggae Day. Chuck's not going to be on next week, and so he's not going to be able to give these next week during the fundraiser, and so they dropped to us. We actually had a few of these last week, too, and they went really quick. So this is for, once again, this is for the Reggae Day, which is actually on Memorial Day on the 30th, and Wailing Souls is going to be there. There's a bunch of different artists that are going to be there. Amazing show put on the 25th anniversary of UCLA's Reggae Fest, and we have only three pairs for this. So these are tickets. If you want these tickets, you have to pledge at least $100 to KPFK. You can pick up the Melting Pot 4-pack, just as a suggestion, at $100, and then tell the phone answerer that you also want to get a pair of tickets to go and see the UCLA Reggae Fest on Reggae Day. You can do that right now. We only have three pairs of tickets for that. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Once again, pick up a pair of passes to UCLA Reggae Fest, the Reggae Day, 25th anniversary of it coming up on May 30th. Pledges $100 or more. We can also throw in, just as a big thank you, a pair of tickets to go see the UCLA Reggae Fest, which is actually, if you think about it, getting two tickets for that is probably just about $100, especially with the ticket fees anyway.
Yeah.
And so you're getting four CDs plus tickets to a show that if you were thinking about going to is going to cost you about what you're giving to KPFK directly right now. So once again, call us 818-985-5735. Pick up those tickets and pick up some music too.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
So wait, Breakdown, how does the bonus pack work? You donate $100, you get these four C's on top of that?
Exactly. Wow. I mean, it sounds a little crazy, but
that's generous.
That's the way I do it.
You figure doing it for the tickets, you get an extra four CDs. And the thing is, we're not trying to sell you a product here, right? This is not moving merchandise. These are basically thank you gifts for your pledge, for your support. It's our little way of sort of giving back for what you're giving to us. And, you know, it's a mutually beneficial exchange and you know, goodwill bartering system, if you will. But again, we're not trying to sell you stuff here, but we are trying to say that we appreciate your support. We appreciate the ways in which, especially in these, as Michael was saying, these difficult financial times, you can still find a way to support a station like KPFK. We have a few tokens of our appreciation, but something that hopefully you'll take away from and can remember and enjoy.
Yeah, and once again, especially right now, we only have three pairs of these. Somebody might be taking one of these pairs as we're speaking right now. So you definitely want to call up and get these if you're interested in going to the UCLA Jazz and Reggae Fest 2011. This is coming up pretty soon on May the 29th and 30th. We have three pairs for the Reggae Day, which is, once again, on May 30th. And I'm actually looking at those tickets like, yeah, that's pretty much, especially with the fees, you're going to be paying about $100 for these tickets. And so, again, these are thank you gifts that we just give to you based off of your support of KPFK. Right now, you can get a kind of extra thank you if you call up and pledge at least $100 to KPFK. You can pick up a pair of passes to see the UCLA Reggae Jazz and Reggae Fest, the Reggae Day, featuring Steel Pulse, Egyptian, Tanya Stevens, Wailing Souls, J Boog, Los Rakas, and the Expanders, and who knows, probably some other special guests will be coming through during that whole day-long affair, 25th Annual Jazz and Reggae Festival, UCLA. And once again, the tickets are we only have three of these, and I think one might already be gone, so we might really probably only have two. So call us now, 818-985-5735. Pick up the Melting Pot 4-pack at $100 and get these tickets in addition to it. In the 4-pack, you have this great release from Bing Ji Ling, really nice kind of modern or postmodern soul kind of record, Shadow to Shine. Femi Kuti, who you heard in the background a moment ago, Africa for Africa. Also, latest release from Adrian Quesada, who's in Grupo Fantasma and also did a really great project with some of the guys from Antibalas called Ocote Soul Sounds. His latest project is called The Echocentrics, and it is really, really nice. Sunshine is the name of that record. And then also what you hear in the background right now is this amazing collection of music from Indonesia. It's called Those Shocking Shaking Days, Indonesian hard psychedelic progressive rock and funk from 1970 to 1978. Amazing collection. We're actually going to get into music from this collection in the next set. Just really quickly, Oliver, what do you think of this collection that Now and Again has put together, this Indonesian music?
It's interesting at the very least, and I think it really speaks to the ways in which, especially in the 60s and 70s, the influence of American psych and funk sounds just really went global in amazing ways. So in Indonesia, in Thailand, in Peru, and they put together a really, really nice set here from the folks at Now and Again to really look at, I think, just a slice of, a slice of music from around the world that I think a lot of people have never heard before outside of Indonesia, which is this, again, the psychedelic progressive rock and funk influences on the Indonesian scene back in the day.
Yeah, 20 tracks on this collection, and there's also a 50-page booklet that includes kind of reproductions of some of the records, like in some cases literally the records, some cases the record covers, background information about many of the groups. Again, just a scene that a lot of people just really had never heard of, at least here in the States. Even, heavy-duty collectors just never heard these sounds before. And Now and Again is one of the great record labels doing this kind of vinyl archaeology and just kind of bringing up these sounds that just like Oliver was saying, showing that global influence of American music, especially in many cases kind of African-American music. Just amazing things. And this is, once again, available to you in the 4-pack of CDs, the Melting Pot 4-pack at $100. Bing Ji Ling is also in there, as well as Femi Kuti in the Echocentrics. And for the time being, at least, you can also call up now, get that 4-pack at $100, and get some tickets to go see the UCLA Reggae Fest on the Reggae Day. But there are not a lot of those available. It's going to go very quickly. We'll get into a track now from this collection. This is a group called Resela doing a song that sounds a whole lot like a track from War that I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. Pemain Bola, the name of the track from Those Shocking Shaking Days. Available in the Melting Pot 4-pack for $100 and a donation to KPFK if you called 818-985-5735.
Ganja morphine, spoon, LSD, heroin. But I'm walking to my world, and I'm feeling all right now. Some people say that it's easy to make me shake like what they want, and some people make me dizzy. Oh, what a cow in my head. So, baby, I don't want to let you standing there all the time. Now watch me. Hey boys!
Yeah!
What you think I'm set enough to move?
Well, I don't want to say you are a baby that I've been walking and shaking around.
Okay, babe. We're gonna do it, Mike. Get ready, boys, get ready! Well, I said get ready! Yes, make it get ready.
I'm gonna make you move it. I'm gonna make you move it.
Yeah, we do it together, I think. Yes.
Okay, you know, I was getting ready to come on earlier, and the mic just fell off.
It's off the chain in here, literally.
Which Oliver can vouch for. Just another reason why we need your donations here at KPFK. 818-985-5735 is the number that we need you to call so we can keep the station on the air, keep the microphones connected to these mics. I don't think this is going to fall again. I don't think it will. I think it'll stick at least
for
now.
You heard a large thump, though. You'll know what that is.
Exactly. Okay, so this last set, you've been hearing tracks from Those Shocking Shaking Days, this incredible collection put together by Now and Again Records, all music, underground sounds from Indonesia from 1970 to 1978. In the background right now is a group called AKA Shake Me, the name of the song. And before that, you heard a group called Brim with a song called Anti-Ganja, and starting off with Rosella, Pimain Bola, the name of the track, with a little bit of Slipping Into Darkness with the background beat. Just some really amazing tracks on this collection, huh, Oliver?
Yeah, really nice stuff. I mean, Now Again never, you know, really does not half step when it comes to these kinds of comps. I mean, it's not just the quality of the music, it's also, as Michael was saying on the last break, the quality of the liner notes. I mean, this is, you get an educational lesson, but entertaining. You get an edutainment lesson that comes with any of the releases they put out. And, you know, right now I feel like Now and Again, along with labels like Numero Group, Light in the Attic, they're really sort of at the cutting edge of what you can do with anthologies and just, you know, shedding some light onto, you know, parts of musical history and parts of the world that we here in the States probably just do not get exposed to enough.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the things that I think is really interesting in reading the notes for this, that in some respects this is probably music that even people in Indonesia may not have heard, because a lot of these sounds were driven underground because of the Suharto regime, which didn't necessarily take a shine to these kind of sounds.
Right.
And so to play these kind of music, to play funk, play rock, and to express yourself in these ways were not necessarily good things according to the regime at the time, this dictatorship that was going on, very heavily repressive dictatorship. But these bands kept it going and kept the sounds underground. And again, you know, that's part of the thing that we do here at KPFK. You know, we really try to shine a light on music that you just won't hear in other places, perspectives that you won't hear in other places. And we're only able to do that because of the freedom that we get from our listener sponsorship. And so we need you to continue that support, especially in these times, as tough as they are. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Support KPFK. Pick up this 4-pack of CDs I put together for you guys, featuring the Shocking Shaking Days, Echocentrics, Femi Kuti, son of the legendary Fela Kuti. His latest release is in here, as well as Bing Ji Ling, who was a guest of ours a couple weeks ago on Melting Pot. All available to you, these 4 CDs at $100. And for the time being, at least as far as we know, still have a pair of tickets to go see the UCLA Reggae and Jazz Festival on the Reggae Day. If you want those tickets, you got to call us now, 818-985-5735. Pledge at least $100 and we'll throw in the tickets just for free. Also, this bonus pack that's available for pledges over $100. J-Rock's new CD, Zion I and the Grouch's new release, record from Corinne Tucker and her band, and also this unreleased record from Arthur Lee and Love, which we'll also feature a little bit later on in the show. All available to you if you call us now, 818-985-5735.
And for the budget-minded pledger, for $50, we will give you the Love, Black Beauty unreleased music from Arthur Lee and Love from 1973 for, again, a pledge of $50. Break you off with that really lovely CD of, again, for those Arthur Lee and Love fans, I mean, it's kind of an essential requirement. Unreleased music from them from 1973. The album's called Black Beauty for $50.
Yeah, all of the CDs, individual CDs that you heard me talking about from the 4-pack, Bing Ji Ling, Femi Kuti, Echocentrics, Those Shocking Shaking Days, all those CDs are available by themselves for a $50 pledge. But you can get all 4 for $100, and that's a pretty nice deal. And, you know, the Love CD is available by itself for $50. For the time we have it right now, if you pledge $100, you get that CD and 3 others. And so you can get, instead of just a 4-pack, you can bump it up to an 8-pack, supersize it to an 8-pack right here. If you call us at 818-985-5735, that's the number here at KPFK, and we definitely need your support here at KPFK. So please do call us now, 818-985-5735.
As we were saying before, I mean, the freedom to broadcast, the freedom to pick the kind of music and content that we bring you here every day, 24/7, is only made possible through listener support. You know, we're not corporate funded. I don't think our listeners at KPFK would want us to be. But that means that we depend, right, not on advertising, not on, you know, government grants, but we really depend on you, the listener, as a way to keep the station running, supporting the kind of freedom of music, freedom of expression that you have come to expect here for the many, many years that KPFK has been on the air.
Oh. Something that was something that just broke.
Okay. And as you can see, too, we can really use the help in terms of, you know, keeping. I mean, it's not easy to maintain a radio station.
No,
you know,
it's not.
The equipment's expensive. You know, it's wear and tear.
In fact, our interim GM was telling us last week, those of you who were listening to KPFK last week, you may have noticed that the station was off the air for some period of time, late Saturday night into Sunday in the afternoon. And that is literally just because the equipment that is up at our translators and at our transmitter is some very old equipment. And it's going to take $3,000, $4,000 to replace that equipment, get newer stuff, and it's just, you know, something we haven't budgeted for, because we're trying to keep everything that is absolutely essential for us being on the air right now. So literally last week, we didn't know exactly what the story was, you know, and if for those of you, the conspiracy theories out there, oh yeah, and they went off the air to make a scene. Like, no, that's literally what we would not want to do that. Believe me, the worst period of time for us to go off of the air is when we're trying to raise funds.
Right.
And so that's just one of those things to kind of, you know, just make the point a little stronger that it is really a legitimate concern for us to be able to have the right equipment to keep kind of pace with technology and be able to continue to bring you all the amazing programming that we bring you here on KPFK. We cannot do that without you. And so that's why we need you to call us at 818-985-5735. And we have all these extra goodies, you know, just as kind of thank you gifts for people. This is one, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. I'm really interested to see if this gets some people calling. People who are out there and like me who are fans of the Monkees, you know, the Monkees, at least three of them are going to be in Los Angeles celebrating their 45th anniversary in the city where it more or less all started for the Prefab Four on July 16th at the Greek Theater. And we have five pairs of tickets to go and see the Monkees, their 45th anniversary concert. Mickey, Davey, and Peter are going to be there performing. Michael Nesmith, who incidentally has always been my favorite Monkey, he isn't necessarily a part of the tour, but supposedly he's going to play some of the dates in the UK. And if he plays some of the dates in the UK, he might play some dates in the US. And Los Angeles, to me, would seem to be the most likely place where you might actually get all four of them together performing for really what will be the last time. I mean, they're already close to 70, each of the original members, and not likely to make it to a 50th anniversary concert, be able to play all of them. Peter Tork, you know, beat back cancer in the last couple of years, and we're very thankful for that. And they're all performing and all pretty healthy and still have their voices and able to perform, even at the age they're at. And so if you are a fan of the Monkees, you want to hear them perform these songs once again. We have five pairs of tickets to see the Monkees' 45th anniversary concert at the Greek Theater on July 16th. These are an add-on, just a free add-on. You pledge $100 to KPFK, and we will give you these tickets. And once again, this is a situation where the tickets themselves are going to cost more than what you're actually giving to KPFK. And so it is a really great gift for you, for maybe not just you, maybe your parents, maybe even your grandparents at this point. Who knows? But maybe you're like me. And, you know, the Monkees for me in a lot of ways actually taught me a lot about pop music. They were my first kind of pop, kind of 60s pop group. I didn't catch on to the Beatles until way after the Monkees. And coming home, being a latchkey kid in the 1980s and having the TV show on and getting to see them and see those songs really taught me a lot about 60s music and kind of opened up those doors for me. And so a lot of my pop sensibilities still connect to them. And so maybe you're like me and you want to see them for that last time. This is your chance. If you support KPFK now, 818-985-5735. Give us a call and support the station. And you can get a pair of passes to go and see the Monkees, a 45th anniversary concert for them.
It's also a way to introduce the next generation. So, you know, you were kind of taking me back with that anecdote, because I certainly remember coming home as a latchkey kid in the 80s and watching the Monkees in syndication on reruns. And if you're a fan and, you know, you want to introduce your kids to that same experience, I think, as Michael said, somewhat morbidly, but I mean, there are not going to be that many other reunion opportunities for, you know, the artists of this generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a summer night at the Greek Theater, I mean, that's one of the best things about Los Angeles in the summertime, is you can have these outdoor concerts, you know, bring little picnic food and just have yourself a really, really wonderful time out there. So, again, and I mean, five pairs of tickets, catch the Monkees at the Greek Theater. You know, it's a nice event. Good way to support the station and also get something out of it in return.
Indeed. You know, pledge $200, get four pairs, and bring, you know, a few extra people, courtesy of KPFK and yourself for supporting KPFK. And so we definitely need you to call us, 818-985-5735. I'm going to get into a couple of tracks from the Monkees, including this one. This is a track that actually is probably maybe the song that was most covered by other artists in the 60s, and it was a song that actually a lot of artists in the punk era picked up from the Monkees. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone from the Monkees right here on KPFK. We have some tickets to go and see the 45th anniversary concert from the Monkees. If you want them, you have to call us now, 818-985-5735, and give a little money to KPFK.
Stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. No! Not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. Met your girl, you didn't have no shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's. Who's I said, I'm not your stepping stone. Just stepping stone. I'm not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone.
Train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only cherry light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. La. La 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 la
What are you kidding me? Psycho Jello.
This is actually maybe the only instrumental that the Monkees ever cut. You know, I mean, that was one of the things people kind of got on them, and the reason why they're probably not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is because they were, you know, thought of as not being musicians and not playing their own instruments. But all of the Monkees really actually could play musical instruments, could have played their instruments for quite some time. It's just interesting if, like, you read a lot of liner notes and interviews, that they probably wouldn't have played the instruments that they were supposed to portray on the TV show, mm-hmm. which was the thing that really presented the problem. That Peter Tork was an amazing guitarist, and a better guitarist than Mike Nesmith. Davy Jones, actually a much better drummer than Mickey Dolenz, but because of how things were set up, they had to kind of conform to that. And so Headquarters, the record that started them actually only playing their own instruments, they kind of did a mix of things after that, but this is what you hear in the background, kind of a rare cut from that. Peter Gunn's Gun, one of the few instrumentals from the Monkees. Also, track Cuddly Toy, written by Harry Nilsson, with a kind of dubious past. It sounds like a very sweet kind of love song in some ways, or kind of a bittersweet love song, but yeah, it's not really a family song in some ways. But Monkees actually are a pretty subversive band. Like, there's a lot of little things like that. The songwriters especially, who wrote for the Monkees. I actually had no idea that Last Train for Clarksville, which was one of their big hits, was more or less kind of like a song about a guy who's getting ready to get shipped off for war. Mm. Most people don't even realize it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the songs have a lot of deeper meaning that people just didn't really recognize. And they were also really instrumental in bringing a lot of artists to the States. Peter Tork, in particular, a major fan of Jimi Hendrix. And so the first concerts that Jimi Hendrix ever played were actually leading off for the Monkees. And he was also a big reason why Jimi Hendrix and The Experience played at the Monterey Pop Festival. And so a lot of history with the band really mean a lot to me. Maybe they mean a lot to you, too, and you'd like to go and see the Monkees. 45th anniversary concert, more likely last time they're going to be able to do this kind of thing. And so a really special occasion, and being in Los Angeles where the group got together and started everything in 1966. And so if you're interested in that, call us 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Pledge $100 to KPFK, and we will throw in tickets to go see the Monkees, their 45th anniversary celebration over at the Greek Theater on July 16th, just as an extra thank you gift for supporting KPFK. We really need your support here in this fundraiser, and we absolutely would not be doing this unless we really, really needed it. So please do give us a call, 818-985-5735, and pledge your support to KPFK.
That $100 also gets you that melting pot bonus pack, which mm-hmm. includes 4-CD pack, including J-Rock's brand new album, some cold rock stuff, the new one from Zion Eye and the Grouch called Heroes and the Healing of the Nation, the Cord and Tucker Band. It's good to see her making music again.
Yeah. She was here in our studios last week.
Okay.
They played a show last week and came in, even though we had the fundraiser going on, and was very gracious with their time and the kind of craziness with the fundraiser. And hopefully we'll be able to bring them back and play like a full electric set in the proper performance space, because there were other things they wanted to do, but it was really, really nice. Another kind of hero of mine from the mid-1990s and the Riot Girl kind of scene with Sleater-Kinney and Heavens to Betsy before that, and a really good band. It's good to see her making music. And then that Love record is also in this bonus pack.
Black Beauty, unreleased music from Arthur Lee and Love from 1973. So again, those 4 CDs, for any pledge, $100 or over, you can also get that as quantity lasts, the five. We have 5 pairs of tickets to go catch that Monkees 45th anniversary concert at the Greek. Mm-hmm. We're trying to give good thank you gifts here for your support. And look, if you just want to donate out of the goodness of your heart, we'll take that too.
Absolutely. You can play in any level.
Right.
You know, if there's only $5 right now that you can, we would love to be able to just thank you. Thank you for giving us just some amount of money right here on Melting Pot. Whatever amount that you are able to do, just call us up, 818-985-5735. Give that amount. Remember also that you can break these things down on a monthly basis. And $100 may seem like a lot of money for right now, but when you break it down to less than $10 a month, it doesn't seem like all that much. And you're probably spending that money on other things that after you do it, like, you know, you're probably going to see two or three movies this month and you'll be like, why did I do that? Why? I could have given that money to KPFK.
I mean, look, $10 a month, $15 a month.
Exactly.
I mean, that, you know, for a lot of people, that money just goes like water. You spend it on daily coffee. You spend it on bad movie. You know, again, think about how much you spend on, you know, cable that you don't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
KPFK provides stuff that you do enjoy. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to it.
Exactly. You're listening to us during a fundraiser, and that says quite a lot about you. It says that you support this station, you dig the sounds. Even when we're doing fundraising, you still listen to us. And so we need you to call us, 818-985-5735. Show a little bit of support for KPFK. Show some support for this show, Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and all over the world at kpfk.org. I'm your usual host for this show, Melting Pot, Michael Barnes, and sitting in with me is Oliver Wang of SoulSides.com. We got a couple of announcements to play, and then we're going to get our monthly helping of Side Dishes, the guest set from Oliver, and that'll be coming up. So some extra special goodies on these airwaves here in just a bit on KPFK, where we need you to support us. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. There's still some tickets available for UCLA Reggae Fest on Reggae Day, tickets to go see the Monkees, the 45th anniversary concert. If you want just music, 4-pack of CDs, Melting Pot 4-pack at $100. Make that 4-pack an 8-pack with the Melting Pot bonus pack and get 8 CDs for just $100. However you can, please support KPFK right now and call us at 818-985-5735.
KPFK would like to thank the following generous food donors for helping to feed our volunteers during our spring-summer pledge drive. Senior Fish on Eagle Rock Boulevard in Eagle Rock. Sat Down Jamaican Grill on Ventura in Studio City. Stop in and say hello to Tony. Fisherman Johnny's Seafood Outlet on Ventura. Truly Vegan on Hollywood Boulevard. Special thanks to Nita. Our neighbors, California Canteen on Cahuenga Boulevard West. Pasadena Street Vendors Association. Special thanks to Luis. Tex Restaurant on West Sunset Boulevard. Fine French cuisine since 1927. Costa Alegre on Sunset Boulevard West. Stuff I Eat. Fine vegetarian cuisine in Inglewood. Special shout out to Danielle. When you visit these fine establishments, please thank them for donating to your favorite radio station, KPFK.